This is HPR episode 2073 entitled, The Power of GNU Readline, Part 1. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is, there's a lot you can do to speed up typing by using GNU Readline. We'll explore how in this series.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dave Morris, and I'm going to talk to you today about a feature you probably know about. It's called GNU Readline. GNU Readline is actually a library, and we all use it because pretty much all of us do anyway, so long as we use the command line, we use applications that take input. This is because GNU Readline is used in Bash and in many other tools. It manages input, it does line editing, and it gives you a command history feature. It's very powerful. Now, I've been using Unix and later on Linux since probably the 1980s, sometimes then. I don't remember precisely when I first saw a Unix system or had one available to me, but they were a little bit weird in the way in which you use the command line. There were different experiences depending on what version of Unix you got, but they did tend to have similar features. I think that this was the early days of Readline, or it was pre-Readline. There were things like jump to the start of the line, jump to the end of the line, delete a character backwards, delete up to a space, delete the entire line, those sorts of things that were available. Well, Readline is the development of all that sort of stuff, and it's very, very powerful. And I think it's worth learning about to some degree anyway, because there is such a rich feature set, much more than I just summarized. I thought I would do a series with just a few episodes in where I covered some of what Readline can do, really sort of the things that I use most and quite like and think you might like as well. I want to keep the episode short because it's a pretty dry subject. And if you're anything like me, you can't take in more than a few key sequences at a time. Plus, also, there's the advantage of maybe picking up a few and learning them so that they get stuck in your muscle memory and then moving on to another set. Now, the source of my information for this series is the GNU Readline Manual, and I've put a link to that in the show notes. It's really well written. It's got everything in it, as most GNU manuals do. It's a little bit overwhelming, I find, anyway. So what I'm doing here is what I tend to do a lot in my shows these days, is to give you a sort of few pointers and to translate it for you in some way, I guess. If you already know your way around it, you used it a lot yourself, you probably don't want to listen to this show. So let's talk about the keys and notations and stuff. The features in GNU Readline are invoked usually by multi-key sequences, and these involve the control key and the so-called meta key. The control key is the one on your keyboard marked CTRL, and the meta key is another name for the one marked Alt, A-L-T. There are usually two Alt keys on a keyboard, at least if it's a full-size keyboard, and there's variability in which of these is the meta key. Sometimes both of them are. So you'll have to investigate that for yourself, I'm afraid. So the notation in the GNU Readline Manual is capital C hyphen K to mean control K, meaning the character that's produced when you hold down the control key and press the K key. So control is sort of a shift key, as you're well aware, I'm sure. The meta key has the notation capital M hyphen K for, or Meta K for the sequence where you hold down the Meta key and press the K key, lowercase k, and you get a particular character produced. Now, if you're unlucky enough not to have an Alt key or a Meta key, then you can obtain the same result by pressing the Escape key. This time it's not a Shift type key. Just press the Escape key, release it, then press the K key to get the equivalent of Meta K. Some instances you can use the Control key and the Meta key, so the notation for that would be capital M hyphen capital C hyphen lowercase k. So that means hold down Control, hold down Meta, press the lowercase k key. If it was an uppercase K, then you'd have to press the Shift key as well, but I don't think there's too many of those. I haven't dug into that one yet. I don't think you'd want to do that very often, though I'm sure you could. So what I want to do, like I said, is to keep these fairly short, and I'm going to just cover a bunch of key sequences. I haven't got very many this time, because this is an introductory show. I'm going to sort of limit myself to maybe 10 at a maximum, probably less, depending on how complex they are. So let's dive into the first set of control sequences that you probably already know. So when you're typing stuff on the command line, you can move forward and backwards on the line. Say you start with a blank line, you start typing something. You can, if you want to, move back one character. Maybe you've omitted a letter. You can move backwards one character. You can either do that pressing the left arrow key, but not all keyboards have arrow keys. Or if they have their function, you have to press a function key as well. Control B moves back one character, so it's B for back. Moving forward one character is Control F, lowercase f. I always forget to say what case. So it was Control lowercase b and Control lowercase f for backwards and forwards. Then the next one is the backspace key. Now this is not a key combination, it's just a single key. And you should have a backspace key on most keyboards. It's up on the number line to the right-hand side. I'm probably telling you wrong because you've got a keyboard that's different from this. So, but you should have something marked backspace. And that just deletes the character to the left of the cursor. It deletes backwards. Then there's Control lowercase d, and that deletes the character underneath the cursor. I've got an example at the end which hopefully will help to clarify this. So it's deleting effectively forwards, given that your cursor's on a key. On a character, I mean, backspace will delete to the left, and Control D will delete under the cursor, and the line will shrink appropriately. Now, there's a del key, sometimes marked delete, which is in the keypad area, if you have that. This is sometimes, probably usually, set up to be the same as Control lowercase D. It is on my setup, which is Debian testing with XFCE. But in some cases, it's the same as the backspace. So you need to watch out for that and check it out and see which it is. Okay, so let's look at a set of commands that you might not know. I bet you will know some of them. Well, I didn't know this first one, and that is Control and underscore. There is an alternative to this, which I've put in the notes, but I won't go into it here because we'll get onto these sorts of weird commands later. Control and underscore. Now remember, on most keyboards, the underscore's on the top of the shifted key, so you'd have to do Control Shift and then the key with the underscore on. Depends on your keyboard and all sorts of things. So what this does is it undoes the last editing command. And it's a cumulative undo. So you can undo repeatedly all the way back to the blank line you started with. We'll look at this a bit more later. Okay, Control and lowercase a moves to the start of the line. You probably know that one. It's usually the same as the home key, if you have one. Control and lowercase e moves to the end of the line, and this is usually the same as the end key if you have one of those. The next one I had not really come across, I've not really used, not got it built into my muscle memory yet, and that is meta followed by lowercase f. Meta lowercase f. So you would hold the Alt key, whichever one is meta on your system and press lowercase f. What this does is move forward a word. Now we need to define what a word is, and it's what you'd expect it to be, a sequence of letters and numbers. You can, if you move backwards down a line, you can move forward by word. And of course you can also move backwards by words with meta and with lowercase b. Now last one in this block, because I don't know about you, I'm reaching my forgetting limit. I don't think I could retain many more of them. The last one is control L. You probably know that one. So if you're in the middle of typing a line, and for whatever reason you want to clear the screen, it will do that, and it will then reprint the line you're working on at the top of the screen. If it's a blank line, you'll just get a blank line at the top of the screen, but it clears the screen. I don't think I knew that it left the command you were typing at the top of the screen when you did that. I thought it just cleared the whole thing. I've never done that, but I must get into the habit of doing that. Okay, so I thought what I would do to try and explain how to use these would just go through a little example. And because this is an audio podcast, I can't really draw you a picture of it or, do a movie or something. I did toy with doing an animated GIF of stuff, but I decided not to. So I'm just going to try and read out what something you could do and what the effects would be. See how that goes. So if you were at a terminal and you typed the quick brown fox, those four words, on your blank line, then after the X of fox, you pressed meta lowercase b, then that moves backwards a word. Since you're on the X, or just after the X, it will move backwards to the beginning of the F of fox. If you pressed meta lowercase b again, then the cursor would move to the B of brown. Then if you pressed control lowercase d, the B would be deleted. Then the cursor is on the R of brown. Effectively, the line has been moved, that the bit of the line after your cursor has been moved up to fill the gap. Then if you typed control and underscore, the B would be restored. But this time the cursor is on the R, because it hasn't moved the cursor back to where you were when you deleted the B. Then if you pressed control underscore again, well, there was only really one edit command on that line, which was to delete the B. You restored that. So the only other action was that you typed the quick brown fox. So it undoes that, and the whole line is blank. The entire text is deleted. So that's how you can use this collection of things. Okay, that's all I'm going to talk about this time. The links contain a pointer to the Wikipedia article on GNU Readline, which is actually quite good and covers a number of these sequences, but not all, and it missed some of the ones that I thought were useful, so that's why I'm doing this, really. And the GNU Readline manual is indicated, so you can have a look at that as well. Okay, I hope you found that useful. Bye now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.